Let's look back 1 year ago. You couldn't turn on the radio or TV without hearing about significant job losses.
Huge job loss is the worst monthly decline since 1974.
Unemployment has climbed from 7.2 to 7.6%.
In California, unemployment has risen to 10.1%.
Employers cut nearly 600,000 workers nationwide in January of 2009, and from there, unemployment only climbed higher. Meanwhile, small business owners looking for loans to avoid layoffs or simply stay in business were out of luck.
It was a very, very difficult time for small businesses.
Marianne Markowitz is the Midwest Regional Administrator for the Small Business Administration, or SBA.
We saw our financial and our credit markets freeze. Our programs at the SBA froze along with them. So we saw a big dip in the loan volume.
Markowitz says that was then. Upon receiving stimulus money, SBA loan volumes increased 87% on a weekly basis, bringing them back to pre-recession levels. Wisconsin received around $650 million toward that end.
And Wisconsin's been very successful. It's one of our more successful states. There has been great traction with our programs in Wisconsin.
Gail Nielsen of Westby says improvements in lending are vital for small business growth. She sold her martial arts studio in West Salem a year ago to start teaching classes in her home.
I think the incentive for a small business person to start up is going to be, can I get the capital to do that? If it's not easy to borrow money, and if it's not easy, and not even say easy, but, you know, that it's there, that it's available, that could just be the showstopper right there.
However, not every struggling small business owner is looking for credit. Joey Kay owned a retail store in La Crosse selling green products, but he shut his doors in January. Kay says he didn't want to dig himself a deeper hole.
Because I just thought it's going to be slow for a while.
And you felt like the only way you could survive during the recession was
just take out more credit and then hope for the best. And I think it's going to be years before it turns around.
The companies that were really leveraged with debt tended to do poorly through the recession, and many of them failed.
Stephen Wessner is with the Small Business Development Center in La Crosse. Wessner says they've helped many during the recession.
The bad piece to that is that the ones that were really in tough shape financially didn't call us until it was just too late for us to really help them as far as developing a business plan, getting them, you know, maybe better financing or in front of investors.
Bob Borkhardt agrees. He's a counselor with the La Crosse Service Corps of Retired Executives, or SCORE. Borkhardt says some business owners aren't doing their homework, but he says the feds aren't either. Borkhardt says President Obama's ideas to provide tax incentives and ease up on loan eligibility requirements for small businesses are unclear as to who would qualify.
Somebody's got to get up there and passionately say, hey, wait, hold it. Let's take a look at this. What is a small business? Does it include 1 to 10 employees as a small business? From 11 to 50? Is that still a small business?
Borkhardt says the country needs someone to work between the administration and Congress to outline what changes may encourage small business growth before more taxpayers' dollars are spent. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.